Recording has started.
Thank you.
Okay. We need somebody to chair, and we need, I'm hoping Buzz will volunteer to take notes, since he's going to want to be the one to edit all of the notes probably from this discussion.
I'll chair the meeting.
Thanks, Beth.
I gotta move my laptop to a bigger table.
Wait, Buzz gets situated.
Patty Hart connecting.
Oh, okay. We'll wait another minute.
Pat, I'm having trouble getting you unmuted. Well, there you go.
There I go.
I'm going to stay unmuted, however. I just want to listen in at this point.
You're going to stay muted, you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to unmute myself. Hi, Buck.
Hello.
So what do you think? Should we get started then?
You're in charge.
Okay, let's get started. What time is it? 6:08. I'll call this meeting to order. Roll call, will you please say your name?
Pat Anderson.
Dan Gleason.
Lisa Hall.
Great.
Buzz Beckinsale.
Okay, and Beth Elliker. All members are in attendance. There are no members not in attendance. We have no staff member, and public in attendance is Buck Boston and Patty Hart. So, getting into the meat of the meeting, discussion of infrastructure project funding option. Who's got the info, Lisa?
Well, what do you guys want to know that you haven't already seen? I guess is the question.
Yeah, I asked a question in that email about the upfront costs.
Yeah, they want it's on page, I'm looking at his stuff right now. To get a loan, there's no upfront costs. To get a bond, it was $25,000 for his fees.
So that was upfront money just to to get a bond, or?
Yes,
that was what my question was.
It's wrapped up into the loan.
What?
It's wrapped up into the loan.
So it's not upfront money that we have to provide?
No. They just add it to the bond price.
So if we were to try to get a bond and it failed, would we then owe them anything?
Yes. because they did all the work. It's 125.
So it is basically upfront money. So we would have, if we try for a bond and we don't get it, it fails, we still owe them 125,000.
That is my yes.
Do we don't have 125,000.
We don't have 2.9 million either, so.
No, but, okay.
So what number are you currently using for the estimated cost?
2.9.
Okay, that.
And this was before we got anything from the engineer.
Okay. So, Buzz?
Yeah.
I scanned that latest letter before I left town and sent you copies of that document. Did you want me to send that? I did not send that to everyone else because I didn't know what you wanted me to do with it. Do you want me to send that document to everyone else?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've got the number that he said. He actually gave us numbers. He said with all kinds of contingencies and padding in it, he thought it was going to be 3.35 million.
Yeah.
But he thought there was a good chance it could be done for less than three.
Okay. But if we apply for a loan, we're going to apply for the higher number that includes the contingency.
My recommendation.
Yeah. And that's going to result in a, because if we go the loan route rather than the bond route, then that's a revenue, I mean, it's basically, we raise the rates to cover it.
Yeah.
Fee-based, right?
Yeah, fee-based. So that's going to get us where?
I haven't done any calculations.
I haven't either.
As far as what the monthly cost would be for the fee.
Well, if we go back to, hold on, I got to find it.
We had that from the earlier. From
yep.
May.
Yeah, from Melissa Murphy.
Right. We had the two scenarios.
It was
I remember seeing those. I was having difficulty finding them.
It's and she just did this out of the kindness of her heart because they will figure it out for us when we actually apply.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And at that point, I went for the gusto and I went 3.5 million because we didn't know. I mean, this was like way back when.
Right.
Okay.
And if we go to the second loan, which is the one that has the least restrictions, it was a coughing of $132 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not include the maintenance. So we'd have to pay a maintenance fee on top of that. Because that doesn't pay for salaries. It doesn't pay for upkeep. That's mm-hmm. just the cost of the loan.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other loan was $140 a month.
What are we talking? What is maintenance fee?
That is what we pay right now. I mean, it's like $30, but we should be probably be charging $50 to, you know, pay
maintenance for our water operations.
Yes. The salaries, the upkeep, the, you know, all of that stuff, payroll, insurance, all of it.
Well, Lisa, who is the first loan that you mentioned through and who is the second loan through?
Well, the bond, the first and second loan are all through Business Oregon.
Oh, okay.
The bond is a totally different story. The bond pays for the loan. So instead of a fee based, it's we have to get the bond.
Right.
To pay for it. So it'll be the bond will pay for it and then we can apply for the loan. But we have to wait till we get the bond before we can even apply for the loans.
Right.
Hey Lisa, can I back you up a minute? The 3.5K was $140 a month. And 132, is that what you said?
Yes.
3.4.
It was, no, 3.5 million. It was,
that's
the
scenario one.
The number one loan was $140.59. And this is all variable because of the interest rate. So, you know, it's a guesstimate of what we're going to be owing. Loan number one was $140.59, and loan number two was $132.58.
Right. And they have it, but they have a slightly different loan amount.
3.5.
Mine says 3.4 for number two.
Lisa, another question.
But anyway,
was one of those that had that $100,000 with the strings attached beforehand, and then the other one was no strings attached? Was that, are that's number one and two that you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay, and which is which?
That is what I'm trying to figure out.
Okay.
Ted.
Do you have those current interest rates by any chance?
She, it was current as of 3 months ago. Well, you know, we can't, they don't give this stuff out. It takes a lot of work to get this stuff. So they don't give us information just because we ask.
Sorry, I laughed.
It's fine, but you know, we have to make a decision and then we have to say yes, you know, please figure it out what it's going to cost.
Yeah.
Because we can't have them keep going back and forth because, you know, they're not charging us any money for this work.
Yeah.
So
number two, wait, hold on, I figured it out. Number number two would be, was the $100,000 grant and 3.4.
Oh yeah, so that's
yep.
What, okay.
Yep, you are right.
So the total is the same.
Yeah, so number two is with the grant, so that's $132.48. And number one is without the grant.
And the number four, right?
Huh?
There were two different rates back then. You don't have to say which is which, but I think one had a higher interest rate than the other.
Number one does.
The one with the least strings.
Has the higher rate.
Yeah, at 2.47. And the one with the more strings was 1.97.
3 months ago.
Basically, yeah.
Okay, that's good.
No, May 1st. So almost 3 months.
No. I remember seeing a spreadsheet sometime this spring, and the maintenance was included in the spreadsheet. Am I being
wrong? Yeah, so I thought these things included.
Yeah.
That was my recollection.
Yep.
It says projected monthly OM&R plus existing DS per EDU, and then monthly new DS per EDU for a total projected new average monthly rate of
I could be reading it totally wrong, so you know.
Yeah.
So
that was my impression.
Where did you find those? Those got emailed to us when? I'm still having trouble.
May 1st.
Because I May 1st, thank you.
Well, yeah. I can resend it to you guys.
I did find mine this afternoon. But I had to dig back ways.
You are right, you guys. You are right. The loan amount. Current monthly rate.
They had something like $51 that we had to add in, or it was very close to our $50 a month. Is that right?
Yeah, it's $52.74. I don't know where they got what that means, but.
Current average, oh.
Lisa, if you wouldn't mind, I would appreciate getting that again. I can't pull this up either.
Me too.
Sure. It came on May 21st is when I did it, but I will forward it to you guys all again.
It was May 21st?
Well, that's when I did it to Jim, and that's the last one I did it.
Okay. Maybe that's why.
May 21st.
I was searching May 1st.
Hold on.
While we're all anticipating emails coming in, Buzz, would you like me to send out the that document?
Yeah, I'm sorry
to
give you some feedback, Dan. I thought it was going to go out.
Okay, all right. I'm going to disappear for a moment because the document's on the other computer.
I'll tell them what it is. Dan and I sat down. Was it Monday, Dan? And we went through the stuff from Cascade Waterworks, and it was the original.
Right, but then in the mail came the update.
Yeah. Then I got a hold of the original, and that's when you scanned it and got everything ready.
Yeah. So I scanned the update, and I can send that out to everyone right now if you'd like.
Okay.
Okay, that'd be great.
Yep, and it's sent again, guys.
Thank you.
There it is.
I have a question about the bond, Lisa.
Yeah?
I saw a May date. So presumably that's next year before they could even get the ball rolling on the bond. Is that what was on your chart that I saw?
Yes.
That's when you can do something like that, either November or May, and it's too late for November election.
Is that May date, is that for a special election?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So we could commit to the, you know, if the decision was made to go with the bond, then we could get that ball rolling and then at some point have the May election and get a yay or nay, and we'd still owe the $125K.
That is correct.
Failed. Okay.
Because they do the work, so they want the money.
I get it. I just need
to. It's all for lawyers and, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
And all this stuff here, potential uses of funds. So, Lisa, can you explain this affordability rate that they mention on these loan documents?
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, I can guess.
Would be better than what I would have.
But I don't know for sure.
Because it says must meet affordability criteria for subsidized interest rate and principal forgiveness. And there's a graph on the left.
Yeah, $65.
Yeah.
If you go up, they have our demographics, unemployment rates, statewide unemployment rates, percentage or whatever.
But they don't think we can afford that?
That is my, without asking her, that is my guess, is that based on our income.
So they've got data for our average income for our district, or a guesstimate, or how do they do that? Does anybody know?
Is that you're talking about not being able to get a grant Beth? Is that what you're asking about? Because of our high affordability rate?
Well, with this graph here, and then it said must meet affordability criteria. And it has a graph that says affordability rate is 65.35. And of course, the proposed new monthly average rate is 132.48. It's here, I got to go to the magnifying glass. Current average monthly user rate 50. I can't read this. I can't read white lettering.
The green bar?
Yeah, what's the green bar say? Anybody?
I think that's overhead maintenance and reserves, perhaps.
Huh, okay.
MHI is medium household income. Yes.
But they didn't projected monthly. OM and R.
The blue bar. Oh, I think that's overhead maintenance and reserve.
That's projected monthly.
It's operations, maintenance, and repair.
Oh, it's what's up at the top. Projected monthly OM and R and existing DS per EDU. Okay, never mind.
And debts, DS means debt service.
Right. So this is some of what's up at the top.
Are you guys looking at that email that Beth sent out a few months ago? Is that where you're getting these?
That Lisa sent out, and she just resent it. The loan.
All right.
There's four pages.
It's called the one stop
shop.
Yeah.
Right.
One stop. We have scenario one and scenario two.
Okay. So we've got Dan's thing now.
Be right back.
So it appears that the 140.59 includes our current monthly fee per user. And since we would be putting the rest of the meters in as part of this project, we could theoretically reduce this total by $20.
Theoretically, but I wouldn't. We have no cushion for things. I mean, I know it's going to be a new system, but there's always going to be issues.
Well, yeah. I agree.
And it's easier to, if we have a big cushion, then yes, then we could, reduce it in 1 year or, give people a break, a month or something like that. But it's hard.
If you look at the top of page 4, they have projected monthly OM and R.
Mm-hmm.
Operations, it stands for operations, maintenance, and repair.
Right. Plus existing DS.
Debt service. So the loan, probably.
Okay. that's existing. That's what, of which we have none, basically. We don't have any loans, right? So.
No, but it'll be with the new loan, the $3.5 million.
Isn't that the 79.74 or that second line?
So, yeah, let me just do the math. So I think, so what they're, I'm not sure how they generate that projected monthly OM&R plus, but that's what they're adding to the new debt service.
Right, the new right. that would be needed to pay this off.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So they came up with 5274 on some basis, but is that their estimate of what it takes to do that for the district, or are they basically just accepting our 50 and for some reason adding 274 to it?
I don't know. They're down here, the 5274 is what they say projected monthly OM&R.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Plus, it says current average monthly user rate. That's the 50. So,
sounds like they're telling us we aren't paying enough.
I don't know what that means in the absence of a human to explain it to me.
Yeah. Right, but it's not significant. It's
No. What I'm saying is the point someone just raised earlier, can we reduce our OM&R from 50 if we're no longer I think the argument that that an OM&R of 30 has proved insufficient. Is anyone disagreeing with that?
I think no. that's what they're telling us.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they're telling us anything, but I think we may wind up being the ones that decide what the OM&R is, or we may be able to have some advice, or maybe this is their advice. I at this point, I don't really know. I mean, it's a clear summary, but I don't know what's behind that projected monthly OM&R and existing debt service per EDU, since we don't have any existing debt service.
Maybe they just assumed we did or something. I don't know.
But, well, we'll certainly get firmer figures when we run this through again with what our ask actually is, which is a bit less than, but not a lot less than 3.5.
Right.
Are we able to make any kind of a decision tonight about a bond or a fee-based funding?
I hope so.
Well, I don't know about the only thing about the bond that doesn't sound great to me right now is time. I think the state is going to be breathing down our neck regarding all the failures we've been having on total coliform. I believe they've said, and I've heard it said, and people in our situation where we have a problem, if you show that you're being proactive about solving the problem and you have a plan, it will cut you some slack. If we say to Amy or anybody in Springfield, any of that staff, that, oh, we're going to go for a bond and we can't do it until May, again, I'm be all for a bond. Right. And it may fail. I think we're going to wind up with some pressure to figure out how to chlorinate sooner rather than later. And I think if we go with the fee-based, it's still not a given that we won't have to chlorinate. In fact, I think we've only got a 50% chance, just off the top of my head. But if we get with the program right now, I think we've at least got a shot to come up with a system where we may not have to chlorinate.
Right. I would agree with that. I also am real dubious about our chances of passing a bond. There's a, you know, there's a lot of iffiness. I don't, you know how many registered voters are homeowners here, because we don't have that information, and the chances of a bond that with that high of a tax increase of passing is just, especially right now, to me, is just real questionable.
You'd have all the people that own lots but don't have a hookup voting against us, for starters.
Well, Dan, you're muted. Only if they're registered voters that live here in the district.
Good point. I agree.
So it's going to be the people who are going to be able to vote on it are people who live here and are registered to vote in in Lincoln County, well, in Otter Rock, actually, because it would be only a district population that would vote on it.
I stand corrected. Sir.
So
we had that figured out about a year and a half or 2 years ago. I just
had which? The number of voters?
Figured out the numbers, registered voters versus lot owners who live here and all of that.
Right.
It's not real difficult to get it again, but it would take...
It takes some time.
It takes a bit of time because the list you get from the county includes everybody in this zip code, I believe, which includes Otter Crest, and you've got to weed out.
Right.
Actually, the registered voter list, the last one I got, was weeded out to just people within the district.
Oh, good.
So that gives you the number of registered voters residing in the district. But then I don't know how you get the number for property owners. I mean, I know nothing about politics, but it seems on one hand, you've got, with the bond, you spread the costs differently than you do with the rate.
Right.
To some degree, yeah.
Yeah. And the question is it a significant difference? I think it might be a significant difference for people that own.
Depends on what you own.
Yeah, exactly.
Just depends on your assessed value. I mean, I figured out mine, it would be about the same either way.
Yeah.
It'd be a hefty thing because I've got some ocean view here, so the assessed value is higher because of that. Even though it's not a lot of square footage here,
So if a bond passes, then you have the existing residents who vote in the district and basically deciding on a tax for
they're
all property.
Yeah, if they're smart, they're going to look at their assessed value
see
that 3.59 or whatever it was per thousand and how that's going to total up for them. And it's probably going to be different for people who own multiple properties.
Oh, for sure. Or more expensive properties or less expensive properties.
Right. So it's, I'd say it's fairly iffy.
On the other hand, if it's fee-based, the five of us are imposing a greatly increased monthly cost on all the customers.
Right. It's going to be big either way.
It's going to be big either way.
And
real big.
The fee-based, unless I'm getting this totally wrong, only people who have water service are going to be paying for this.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Not those who come along and develop it later.
No, but they can have they can pay our SDC, right?
That's where the SDC comes in.
Right.
Okay.
However, I don't understand if you can, an SDC can be used to pay for stuff you've already done. I think the SDC just pays for new work that increases your capacity. I could be wrong.
Right.
Haven't we established that this would give us more water pressure and qualify us with the right pressure at our fire hydrants? And thought we established now that we are increasing capacity.
We are, to some extent. The question is, can the entire project be, can an SDC be applied to the entire project, or just those components of the project which actually increase capacity? I guess.
It's not like we're going to have a lot of people coming in while we're doing this in the next 2 years, I doubt.
There's one advantage to the bond. I think I was talking with Pat, apparently. Tell me if I'm wrong, Pat, but if it's a bond and you don't pay it, the sheriff will come after you. And if it's a fee-based, it could get a little bit complicated.
Well, it would be very difficult to be collecting, yes.
We'd spend a lot of time
shutting off water.
It would be less convenient for us than having somebody else do our collecting for us. That's all I'm saying.
Right. So if we went fee-based instead of bond, what do we have to do? Do we have to hold public hearings on that? Does anybody know?
I believe we would, because we'd be raising rates.
Right. But then it would still then just be up to the board on the decision?
Yes.
They know where we live.
They know where they live. Two seats are up for re-election next year. But yeah.
We could all be recalled.
That's true.
Is there a recall for our positions? Okay.
Any position of that sort.
We could do that. I get my cable back.
Yeah. And the rest of your life too.
Oh, right. My time. Yeah.
Right. So I mean, there are people out there who understand what's going on with the water system. And then I think there are a lot of people out there that don't understand at all.
Right.
Buzz had an idea for perhaps doing some extra effort in informing people in the community. That I thought was
we need it.
A good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, Buck, you've been thinking about this for a while.
I'm with Beth. I think it's very difficult to get somebody to commit to making that kind of a jump.
Mm-hmm.
But if there was a system-wide failure or something, yeah, maybe so. But the most critical thing that I've heard is that if the state comes and says, you know, we have to chlorinate, like Buzz was indicating, and that we have to mitigate them with some kind of plan, there might be a partial or some kind of plan that would be acceptable to the community, and then mitigate that also without doing the full-blown system. You know, the full-blown system is desirable. It's just really costly. But you still have to have the constituents say yay or nay.
Yeah.
Right. And you know, actually, if we push for a, if we sign up for a bond, I guess we could have the same sentiment, yay or nay, against us as if we ask, you know, raise the rates. Wouldn't that be true?
Sure.
If we're saying, okay, we're going to spend $125,000 to raise your taxes, we probably will have a few people upset as well.
Or the same people. If the bond didn't pass and we needed to spend that $125,000 anyway.
Yeah.
Deep.
Yeah, that would, oh gosh, yeah.
That would be horrible because we'd be raising rates to pay for that and have nothing improved because of it.
Can I explain something?
Please.
What Buck said about a partial system. Buck, we racked our brain, and I was the proponent of doing that. And there's just not a really good way to do that. I'm not saying it's impossible, but there's a lot of aggravation, and for sure it's going to cost us ultimately a heck of a lot more than if we do it all at once. The other thing is, my thought was to reach out to various people in the community and not try to sell them on doing the whole thing, but maybe start with a couple, sit down at the kitchen table with our masks in place and explain what we've done and what the new system is and why we've done it, and that we've got a much better, more detailed cost than we ever had with the master plan, and say, here it is, and they can buy into it or not. But I think if we go to enough people, we'll at least get the pulse of what people think. They're reasonable. Some are going to say, yeah, I guess we have to do it. And others are going to say, man, I like your effort, Buzz. I would like what the board did, but boy, I just can't support it. We're going to get, I think we need to do that. I need to reach out. I'll volunteer to start with a board member, but I'd like to try it at least with two or three people to see what the reaction is. And if it looks like it's worthwhile, I'd continue with a different board member. And then if it looks like something that may work and the board understands what we've done with this design, you know, has a fair kind of a global understanding, then we can just maybe reach out to 10 or 15 couples, water users.
Buzz, I like that idea, but before we did that, I don't want to be accused by anybody of that, you know, we're talking to this group and we're not talking to this group, and the rumors will start going round and round. What about us coming up with a detailed position description?
A what?
A detailed description of what our position is about this situation.
People
in fairly simple terms, and put that out to the whole community, and then say, and we would like the opportunity to talk to each of you. I talk to everybody in the district if we have to do that. If they would like in person, if they would allow us to give an in-person discussion.
Can I modify that suggestion? I've done just stack of detailed technical descriptions. I've got a whole drawer full of different iterations of this system. And I've tried explaining it to people. And no offense, but I just sit and watch people's eyes glaze over when I ask them to look at something and read it. And the only way to do it, so my suggestion, my modification would be, I don't think a detailed description would do us much good, Pat. I don't know if anybody would read it, but we could say that on the web page or whatever that we'd like to visit certain people and wait, and if we don't get a response, then go ahead and reach out to different couples and ask them if they would have the time for to do that.
I think there might be a way to do this where there's not the click exclusivity issue. If you open it up and say, we will sit down with
anybody
in the district.
Yeah,
that's so we can still do what you talked about, but make sure that everyone recognizes that it is open, that we're not cherry picking who we talk to.
I agree.
Then we'll get feedback and we'll see whether this flies or not. But Buck, I understand what you're saying about the cost, but it is difficult for me to envision doing just a bit, especially if I understand what Lisa tells me correctly, that we get a shot at whatever we get and then we don't get a shot again for a really long time.
That too.
That too, and the money is drying up, guys. Yeah. I mean, I work at OSU and I see the grants coming in and they are tanking, mm-hmm. because no one's lending money anymore. I mean, the state of Oregon is just, I mean, this is all lottery funds, so who knows if we're even gonna be able to get the funding because of, right. All of this money is the lottery fund. So it's just tanking. Mm-hmm. And if we don't swing for the fences, we're going to be without water.
Lisa, do you know when do we have to, if we were to go with one of these loans, when would we have to start a rate increase?
They need to see it in writing that we are going to raise the fees before we can apply for the loan. Once they have that in the minutes that we are going to go that way and that we are going to raise the fees, we don't have to start paying on the loan after all the work is done. So whatever, how long it takes, like 2 years. And then we have, depending on when the work gets completed, we either have 6 months or a year before we have to start paying the loan back. Now, granted, we should start collecting the fee beforehand because we probably need a cushion for all the, stuff, delinquencies and whatever, because we will have to make that payment regardless of people paying the water bill.
Right. But I'm wondering is, can we do it in a couple increments as opposed to just a...
Yes, but in the minutes, we have to say that by the end of this period, the water rates will be...
Right, blown. We'd have to be committed to the full increase.
Yes.
But it's possible maybe that we could do an incremental increase.
So you would justify increasing the rates before we have to pay the loan?
We have to be committed to it.
We have to be committed to it.
So we say, as of whatever
this day,
date,
we're going to start doing this. And right. I would like a little cushion, honestly, because some people aren't going to pay their bills, and we have to pay that loan amount regardless of who's going to do it.
Right.
And if we don't have a cushion, I don't want to have a big bankroll, but
right.
We need to have a little. You need to have a little cushion.
It's a lot easier for people to take an increase if it's not, you know, double, triple.
I believe that money has to come somewhere for the construction. And I think that there's an interim loan that the district has to, with the guarantee, to get the money for the construction. So that would be an instant payment.
Not if you get the loan through the Business Oregon. She told me we don't have to start if we don't go through a bond. If we just go fee based, we can submit the paperwork tomorrow. They take however long it takes. We can get the stuff going, and then we have between 6 months and a year after construction to start paying that money back.
So they start.
You have to start paying on the bond before the construction. You have to get an interim loan to bridge the gap with a bond. Yes. But a fee-based, you don't. You can just go straight through. And they will, what they do is they don't give you the money. You submit receipts to them after the work is done, and then they pay us back so we can pay the vendors. And just because we asked for $3.35 million, if it comes to $3 million and that's all we have to pay. We just have to pay whatever we take, whatever we get reimbursed for.
I was going to also say, Dan, that if you do have that list of registered voters, mm-hmm. it might be able to keep a database of whoever you talk to and say,
that's very good.
Say yay or nay. And then you can calculate, you know, how many people vote and what it's going to look like. You know, that'd be the way to do it.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Dana Jenkins can send us an updated list. It's been, I think, over a year since he sent us one. So.
Could I call question a poll of us now as to whether we all agree on going for the entire project instead of piecemeal?
Instead of what, Pat?
Instead of trying to do one part of this project or the other, do all the commissioners agree that we need to do the whole project?
Need to try.
Need to try, yeah.
I think so. I mean, I absolutely abhor the rate increase, but it's the result of decades of kicking the can down the road.
Right.
And we're at the point where I don't think we can keep kicking the can down the road.
I agree, but I can't go out to talk to community members unless I know that all of us are in agreement that this is the only way we can go. Which loan or bond or whatever is really beside the point in this. In my feeling, I would like to know that we're all on the same page.
That's an interesting. So when we go out and talk to them, maybe the options for a bond or a fee base should be on the table as well. Is that something that I'm? It just occurred to me. I hadn't thought in those terms, but is everybody thinking along that line?
That's why I was asking about us putting together some kind of a presentation that lays out some very basic facts, not a bunch of verbiage, basic facts. Because you can't ask people to tell you what they think of this or that when they haven't seen the whole thing. They don't understand that you have to get a bridge loan to the bond. If we don't act in May, we're in trouble. Or if we apply and don't get it, we're in a world of hurt. That kind of thing.
Pat, I didn't know that's what you meant. I thought it was strictly technical, a break.
Oh, no. I think we need to veer away from the real technical stuff and try to break it down into very simple terms.
Right.
I think we could do that, and it might be real helpful if we had a couple colorful pictures of what our tank looks like. You know, who's been up there to see what that looks like up there? Who has been to the meeting where Jim put out all the pieces of pipe to see how they're disintegrating? I think if people could see that and see some of these facts that we're talking about tonight, it would be helpful.
I think he's talking about food, right?
I think Pat is right. I think we need to make sure that we are committed to the big ask, because that's the first step. And then after that, there's still room for feedback about which path we use to fund it. And I think we'd want some real numbers, which means finding out. Do we do the calculations to see what the increased taxation rate would be?
We can. There's nothing stopping us, right?
Sure. But I mean, is there? Are we able to do that in an accurate fashion to estimate what?
Well, I'd be willing to sit down.
Oh, we have figures.
Crunch some numbers.
Okay.
Beth is excellent with that. Buzz is really good with numbers.
But I get the numbers are pretty easy with the fee-based. But listening to what Beth said about different evaluations and people with multiple lots, can we come up with a reasonable estimate of what an average tax increase would be? Do we have that information?
There's not going to be an average. There will be a range.
You can do it per $1,000 of assessed value, basically.
Well, we can find
that's
out.
That's the number everybody can use for their own property.
Right. We could get a printout with, we can get the assessed values of everybody's property. Mm-hmm. We could do a bunch of those. I don't know what you're thinking about, Buzz, but.
With a real ball of snakes, really. And the assessed value per property, person's property, if we had that knowledge of an average, I think for our own information, decision making, whether to go for a bond or a fee base, we need that. It just seems like to get it, it's going to take some work.
Yeah.
It'd be some work.
Beth,
Dan, those files that you get from the county, can you get them in a CSV format?
I will look and see what way he sent them over.
Or Excel or CSV.
Yeah.
Yeah, I put a spreadsheet together at one time that did do a comparison between a bond and a fee base thing.
Yeah.
And I got that from Dana Jenkins, and it was basically the total number of properties and the total valuation of the district.
And yeah, well,
so that's how you figure it out per thousand.
Yeah.
And, so it costs the district X number per thousand to pay the loan back, and then it's up to everybody who owns the property what their property is valued at, and
right.
And then you figure it out for yourself. So,
okay.
Yeah. Well, so we have the total. We know the total taxation assessment for the whole district, because you can look that up on the county website now.
Yeah. And that gives you the total number of properties too.
Yeah.
Right, but it doesn't.
And then you divide.
Show the
divide
variation.
By that.
So you can get, you can get an average, but I don't know how much that's really going to mean.
Well, if you have a number of so many dollars and cents per $1,000 of assessed value.
Then we did that number.
Hmm? For 2.9.
We do.
Yeah, it's...
And how did we arrive at that? How did we arrive at what the cost, the total cost is going to be of the project if we went the bond route? We just took the total estimate cost and added $125,000 to it, or?
No, the figures came from the SDAO bond guy.
Oh.
And by the way, he's the only one that can do these for us. I asked Melissa Murphy if she could, you know, help us out with this, and she says, no, if you go the bond route, he's the only one to talk to.
Okay. So he could provide us with a figure?
He has.
Well, he did for 2.9.
Okay. So we can ask him for...
We have two. We have a 25-year bond and a 30-year bond.
Okay.
Both for 2.9 million. And the estimated levy rate per thousand for the 25-year would be $3.58 per thousand. And the 30-year bond would be $3.15 per thousand. And it goes down through the years.
What was that first number, Beth?
$3.58. I'm rounding up. He goes to four digits. I'm going to two.
358?
Yep.
Okay, thanks.
Beth, I'd be willing to sit down with you. I think if we get a current list from the assessor's office, couldn't we dump that? It's going to come in a spreadsheet, I believe. I've seen that too.
Yeah.
Could we not project that out for each property by using a formula and just adding another column to the...
Sure, but we have to, I mean, each property or each...
For each property.
Right, but know that a lot of our lots, people have a couple lots and they're in separate tax lots.
Right, but... Each person could, the names are there. Maybe we can sort differently or something.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of manual work in that. But yeah, I mean, it could be done. I would be willing to work
with you to try to get something together real soon.
Well, it's pretty easy. Just take that multiplier times the assessed value. Yes. And
right.
But it's just a thing of adding. I mean, some people have two little lots altogether that is basically treated as one lot. I mean, it's their house and their backyard, right? And some people have three, and then there's a lot of little lots that have no residences on them. And
if we did that with the Jenkins spreadsheet, could we not just let people have that list and they could find their own properties on it? And
well, what I got from Dana Jenkins, all I've asked for from Dana Jenkins and all I've received is the registered voter list, so we could ensure that our applicants were registered voters.
Right.
Well, this would be
the recent one I got was in October of this last year, and it came as a PDF, but my suspicion is that we could probably get it in other formats.
I think we can. I think we have. I think I've gotten one before.
So,
we're talking about asking the assessor for the property information.
Right. And we may not, people may not want to have that public knowledge.
Yeah.
Well, it is public knowledge, but it's not,
I know, but you
not
know,
that
there,
easy
you
to
know,
go
you
through.
Don't know
right.
That, you know, your house is more, you know, right. 250 and my house is worth three, you know.
I'm not sure I have any trouble with letting the property owner who knows the assessed value of their property do the math for themselves. If we have, I mean, I don't think we need to be, you know, poking around into what everybody's property is worth. If we have that figure, like you said, at the 2.9, it was 358 for the 25-year loan and 315 for the 30-year.
bump. Right. And then it goes down by 2046. The 2.58 is down to 3.42. Mm-hmm. But I'm only looking at a few more years, so 10 years is all I'm looking at, so.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, we can mitigate the numbers like that.
You're right.
So if we could get the SDAO guy to give us those numbers based on the current estimated project cost, which includes that contingency amount, and then we can get the one-stop estimate based on that new figure, then that gives us some numbers to start with, doesn't it?
What do you think, Lisa?
Can we get anything more?
I think the SDAO guy is prickly, but I will ask.
Okay.
I think if you gave registered voters or people that you talk to both a multiplier and the per month estimates,
right,
that they could make a decision by just those two numbers,
yes,
themselves.
Right.
And I just did it for mine, and if it's spread throughout the district and if that multiplier is correct, then, you know, definitely that's the way to go. But
is that,
I don't know if that is correct.
Would that be substantially less than $132 a month on the fee-based idea?
But you also have to understand that we have to charge a monthly fee anyway. So you're going to be paying a monthly fee.
Right.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was included.
Nope.
In the bond at the 70 or
nope.
54.
Nope.
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 Debt service number that you had to, that was there plus the,
That was the loan. That was for the loan. That was for the fee based. The bond is just for the 3.5, whatever that figure is, just for your taxes. And then
but
you're
that's
still
the same
pay
amount,
the
right? You're using
fee.
Aren't you using the same amount for both? 3.5 million, and that includes the ONM.
One does, one doesn't. One does, one doesn't. On the bond, it's just that 3.5 million. It was actually 2.9 million, and that 3. Whatever multiplier is for your taxes, you're still going to be paying a monthly fee for the salaries of the superintendent, the payroll, blah 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 blah.
Your regular budget.
Okay, I was just under the impression that they were included in both.
Nope.
It's a little bit of apples and oranges with the loan. It's the operation cost and the debt service are wrapped into one monthly number. And in the other scenario, you still have some.
Oh, yeah. Then they're going to be
operations
really
that you're paying as well as paying that tax assessment once a year.
Right.
They're going to be really close one way or the other.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You're rough.
Yeah, it'll vary some depending on, you know, people's assessed values, but mine came out the same. It would be $90 a month extra in taxes.
So,
it's $140.
Better than $140.
No, plus my 50 would be it's the same, $140.
Okay.
Is there some kind of swag, some scientific wild guess we can come up with for?
Oh, you guys, oh, sorry, I had a thought.
Go ahead.
The fee based was based on 3.5 million.
Right.
The bond was only at 2.9. So that rate is going to go up.
Oh, okay.
Okay, got
it. They're going to be very comparable then in the end.
All right.
It's going to be a little, I'm guessing a little more because, you know, we have to pay the $125,000 just to get it off the starting block.
All right. Can I just make a technical consideration here? I'm open-minded on bond versus fee-based. The point is, if we wait and we decide to go for the bond and they tell us, yeah, you got to chlorinate, we can't just go on up there and chlorinate. That system does not lend itself to doing it. It's all been in the details, but just because we have spring flow that varies, putting a chlorinator on that also varies is complicated. So if we can do that if they insist on it, but it's going to cost us some money too, all right, if we wait until we go to the bond. If we can get the fee base right away, it's what I said before. We have a shot of maybe a slim chance of not having to chlorinate, at least not right away. And if we do, it'll be a heck of a lot simpler with the new design than it would be if we're forced to do it because it's taking us so long to get the bond.
Buzz, now that the seed seems to have been released from the flowers about our test results, and we know that the state really wants everybody to chlorinate, what chance do you think we really have of remaining unchlorinated no matter what happens?
I'd say that, I don't know, Pat, that's a really wild guess. I'll say 50%, I don't know. But the new system will be raising the pressure. What happens now when Jim blows down he said you need to wait until I blow down the hydrants because we've stirred up a lot of stuff in the system.
Right.
And Barnett told me, she said, hey, I didn't have any water while you guys were doing that. You know what that means? We're pulling a vacuum on that system when we rush the water through. And there may be places that where there are leaks that normally seep out, but now it's coming back in. And what's coming back in is just coliform bacteria. It isn't going to hurt you. But the state doesn't like to see that.
Yeah.
So my point is, if we go with the new system, we're going to increase the pressure. And we're going to have a tighter system. And our chances of that happening when we flush a hydrant, and we're going to have a cleaner, smoother flow in the system, our chances of that happening are going to be appreciated for us.
So, okay.
Does that, I'm sorry for the long-winded explanation, but it's.
Well, I think we need to talk this all out. I'm freaked out about the thought of trying to collect a fee-based structure from our customers. I think that is really a risky option.
There's another, and I'm not gonna go, let me just go there. If we go on out and talk to people and the consensus is not only no, but hell no on fee-based. Yes, we can go back to the drawing board. It'd be really tough, really, really tough to come up with a partial system. And it'll be much more expensive in the long run. And like Lisa says, we'll miss the boat as far as interest rates and where they are now. And ultimately, over 30 years, we're probably going to be paying more because we're going to have to fix it all eventually.
Can I ask a question?
Sure, go ahead, Stan.
I never did. I'm trying to figure out how long is the loan for? How many years are we paying on the loan? As opposed to a 30, we got a 30-year bond. How many years are we paying on the loan?
40.
And there's $560,000 however much it is that's supposed to cover the $50 a month for 40 years. The $50 we're paying in payments right now for 40 years. So for 40 years, this thing's locked in. Maintenance, operation, and the new system for $150. Is that right? I can't understand how they're so close when the bond is covering all the tax lots in the area, and only the users are paying for the loan. I don't understand how they can be so similar. I guess maybe I don't know how many different lots there are, or all the people here. You know, it's something's weird about that.
Well, I think part of it is that for lots that don't have water service, they usually don't have a structure on them. And so
right, the assessed value is fairly low.
Assessed value is much, much, much lower. And I think it's in other words, we're not comparing residents versus non-residents, we're comparing basically people that are paying for water service versus people who aren't. And the people who aren't are not contributing nearly as much to the tax base because there's nothing on their lot that requires water service.
Right.
I agree. Account
for some of that.
I'm not arguing with that. It still seems though that it's a lot's worth $10,000 and we're going 3% of that. That's $30 a year that I didn't have to pay. And the other question I have is on our systems operation, our budget, our normal budget, we have a different price right now for residential versus commercial, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So if we do it on the loan, is that worked in? I mean, are the commercials going to be paying more at that time anymore? Or are we all paying the same for the loan?
Well, we would have to set new rates, so we could probably do it either way.
But our rates would be included in the loan, if that's what you're saying anyway, is that right?
We would have to increase rates to meet our obligation to repay the loan. Yeah. Does that answer your question?
No, because my question is whether the loan includes our $50 a month right now, our rates. Is that included in the loan for the district?
Well, it's included in the estimated average monthly rate that they gave us. Yes.
Okay. So I guess what I'm wondering, does that mean that the commercial's paying a little bit less now since we're all paying an average of 150? Or if you understand what I mean. And if that's the case, we need to let people know that. Commercial should be paying more than rate holders is basically what I'm saying. If we're all made, we're not.
I would agree with you. And I would, you know, go for when the board would have to pass a new rate structure. And I would definitely be interested in looking at more for the commercial than for the residential.
Yep. I mean, we will have a debt service amount.
Right.
That we tack on to.
Well, who's ever rated it is.
Yeah.
But for the sake of this little one-stop thing, they just did everyone equally because it's easier, you know, for people just to realize what it is.
Right. So they took the number of our connections, time, and divided.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, so could it be slightly different? Might not be 140 or and 132 are the two loan options.
But we don't have that many commercial.
No, we don't.
No.
Depending on how you define commercials.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and that's true.
We have to have a discussion about vacation rentals.
The way I define commercial is anything that's making a profit on their property or trying to.
Right.
Then we're all commercial because the county deems that we make 2% a year on all property that's owned.
Oh, we do?
That's what they say.
Oh, I haven't heard that one, huh?
That might be appreciation, Buck.
What was that again, Buck?
Is that appreciation?
Yep.
Well, oh, okay, yeah.
Everybody's going to get that, but that's not trying to make.
That's making money.
Property.
We don't realize it until we.
Trying to make.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, this is a lot of information. Yeah.
A lot of money.
Yes.
A lot of money.
It's a lot of money, and we've been agonizing over this for how many years now?
3, and we need to do something.
Yes.
Well, they've been saying that for years, years.
Well,
now the other question I have too is, I guess nobody really feels like we're going to get any federal money coming down the pike to try to get us out of this recession we're in. You don't see public works jobs being funded by the feds.
Right.
I think it's going to happen. It's got to happen. And if we rush right into this, we could miss out on that. I'm not in a big hurry to do this right now. If you want to go through it, I could try to get it all set up, know exactly what you want to do, and then see if there's any funding available. If it never shows up, then do it. You know, maybe it's 2 years down the line instead of 1 year.
But we are too rich.
And I think as long as you're telling the state that we're making an attempt to get a bond, and we're putting it all together, they're saying, okay, that's an attempt at rectifying the problem. I think that's the biggest thing you could do. I don't think we're gonna run out of water, and I don't think they'll make us chlorinate. They've threatened that many, many times.
We are too wealthy to get a grant.
Maybe the tank will fall apart. I don't know about that, but other than that, I'm not too worried. I think maybe get another source of water wouldn't hurt. And if we do have to set up for chlorinating, we're probably gonna have to do it anyway. I don't think we should. I don't think we need to, but it would be good to have plans for that if we did. What are we talking about? What are the plans on it? You know, it's a lot of money to ask everybody to spend right now when we might be able to get some federal money down this and cut it in half or less. People wouldn't be happy if they forked out all the money and found out they could have done it cheaper.
But Stan, you could say that every year from now until the end of time.
Only if you're
I wish we'd done it yesterday instead of next week. But tomorrow we could have a major failure, and then what?
It's tomorrow. We got it in. What are we going to do anyway? If you mean a year from now when we could add a bond, maybe then you say then what? And you have to deal with it, and that could happen.
It's but not at the same possible time, if we don't start planning now.
Plan. I like
towards
the plan.
A bond. The bond election couldn't take place before next May. Is that in a timeline that you can
think
with or not?
I think we need to give the Congress and the government at that time, after the election, which is only 3 months, 4 months after the election, I think we need to give them more time. Maybe the following fall, that might be, you might start seeing stuff coming down by then. I'd be pretty sure you would. I don't know whether you would in March see money coming down to the local level for, you know, what we're talking about right here. These are big things. You could probably get sewer too if you wanted with this, what's coming up. There's a lot of unemployment right now. It may not look bad because everybody that's unemployed and collecting unemployment insurance is getting an extra $600 a month. They're spending money. They're having a good time. A week, yeah. So, but soon it's going to show up. We got a big problem. We got a lot of unemployed people. Way, way more than we normally do. The government's going to have to step in. Trump may not do it, but I don't have a lot of confidence he's coming. And if he is, I think the Congress would. So I'd wait. That's my two bits on this.
You know what, Stan? That's your opinion. And that's why I think we ought to reach out and talk to a lot of people, because I do know, and you just verified what I said half hour ago, some people are going to say not only no, but hell no. And apparently that's what you're saying. And we need
I'm to saying wait.
Stan's saying wait.
Beg your pardon?
Stan isn't saying hell no. Stan is saying, let's be careful that we can get this at the best price. So
all right, Stan, I misspoke, but you don't want to go right now, but we think we do, and we need to reach out to other people in the community. And what we're doing is we're presenting a very carefully thought out plan. We've all worked very hard to come up with what we've got. And if the community says no, or the consensus is no, or for whatever reason, wait till we get a new president or whatever, then I'm fine with waiting. I'm sure not going to work on any other new plans. This is it. I'm concerned. And if somebody else wants to come up with a better idea, I'm all here.
I don't think anybody's arguing that we need a new system. Right. I'm just thinking when the timeline is. Right. And it's not necessarily a new president. It's the fact that we are in a serious economic crisis, and it's going to get worse.
Yep.
That's it. And the government's going to have to bail us out. As they've done before, they will do it again. And we should wait. If it takes 2 years, we should wait for the money.
If they do that, Stan, they're going to start printing money.
Exactly. But that's how they get us out. That's how they get us out of depressions.
And it's going to cost us more money if the interest rates go up.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Depends on how much money.
Shooting up anytime soon.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, and you're right. That's another thing to build up the economy is low interest rates. And you know that's what anybody's trying to do. There's a lot of jobs that are never going to come back again, you know, out of this thing. A lot of jobs. People will never go back to work, so they've got to come up with something to put people to work.
My feeling is we have a good plan to restore and improve our infrastructure in a way that's going to last the district for quite some time. Also, just want to throw in, over a future, district will want to actually do financial planning based on replacement depreciation of the assets. I mean, that's a discussion for another time. But I've been attending some of these things that SDAO gives us the chance to attend online, and that's something the district didn't do, which is why we're in the hole right now.
Right.
But, you know, actually planning ahead 10, 20, 30 years for what you know is going to need to come up and have money spent on. So that's why I'm not arguing with the argument Lisa made that we need bigger reserves. We need to have reserves for the long haul even. But I think we have, it sounds like we're agreed that we would like what we're proposing to our district is getting this sucker fixed now. And we'll get a lot of feedback. We're going to get a lot of feedback. And I think that's what we need. We need a lot of feedback.
Yeah, I would agree. We need feedback.
Yeah.
We do a lot of talking.
That's why I think, you know, Buzz is right. We need to get out there and start talking to people. And I think it won't take us that long to get some current numbers, because we need to talk both about what we need and what it will cost.
Are our costs based on engineer studies? Is that what we're estimating?
Yes.
How much it's going to cost?
Yes.
So we don't... And we've never talked to any of the companies that actually do this work to see what they think it'll cost.
Of course, yes.
You have? So how many figures do we have? How many people do we have? How many estimates did we get?
This
is not going to have to bid, obviously.
Yes.
No, but you got a company to say, I think it'll cost this much right now. You would put it out to bid eventually, but they might give you an idea what they think it costs.
We had the study
that was done
in 2017 by Civil West that came up with almost the exact same numbers. Buzz just has been working with a different engineering company in Salem, and they've come up with a very detailed plan and very detailed estimates of every aspect of this project, and they the number is pretty much right on.
Around 3 million, basically, right?
Yeah.
3.3.
3.3. Well, I thought it was 2.9 on the bond.
Dan, can I just compliment what, or supplement what Pat said? In the master plan, they came up with $3.5 million. Do you know of that master plan? I was 40 or 50 pages. Do you know how many pages were written on describing what was going to be done for the distribution system? Just the big chunk, it was 75 or 80% of the total project. I think it was $2.9 million total, the distribution system, and then the tank was the rest. They, one paragraph in that master plan talked about the distribution system. On this one, we've had contractors visit the site. We've had the engineer visit the site. Jim and I have worked, gone over a couple of times. Pat went, we visited this engineer 4 or 5 times, and we've gone over the plan. And he was also a contractor, this engineer we're working with. So he's networked pretty well with prices. All we need for the loan is a conceptual estimate, but what we have is one that is almost good enough to go out to bid with some contingencies. So it's a really good estimate. It's the same number as we had in the master plan, but it's a lot more detailed. There's some modifications to it where it's a better engineered plan.
Better design.
Yeah, it's a better design. So that's what I'm gonna say about it. It's a good detailed design.
They're not the construction company too, are they? They're just an engineering firm?
Right.
I didn't hear that.
I just said they're just an engineering firm. They don't also do construction, right?
He sold his construction business.
So they don't do it, yeah. That's all I asked, yeah.
Just before our first meeting with him, he had sold the construction part of his company. So he's a contractor. He's a blue-collar guy. He knows what he's doing.
Okay.
And he's a registered engineer, too.
No, that sounds good. I'm not arguing with the price of it. I'm just arguing with how much it costs.
Yeah.
We need to try to get some help. I mean, I can afford $150 extra a month. Do I want to? No. And can everybody? I agree with that. It's going to be hard to collect. Real hard.
Right. You're right. And but Dan and the rest of us are saying we just need to go on out and talk to everybody and get a consent.
I see no harm in that. Yeah.
Says no, well, you know, I really don't know what we'll do, but I guess we'll come up with plan B, whatever that might be.
Wait till it fails.
Yep, that's plan B.
That's plan B, guys.
What I think plan B is waiting until we get federal funding for it, which I think will be right around the corner. That could be plan B. The contingency that could happen anytime is the tank could fail, everything could fall apart. That can happen. There could be an earthquake, and then we don't have to worry about it. I don't know.
if we wait and if we decided we wanted to go for a bond, but we didn't get it done in time to be on the May ballot, when is the next time it could be on the ballot? In November of next year?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, May or November.
What's the lead time? I mean, when would a May bond measure have to be submitted?
I don't know.
Okay. So I have two questions then to ask Dana Jenkins. One is what formats we can get our voter registration list in, besides the PDF they sent me last time.
Right.
The other is what the lead time is before, because the election dates are set, but what the lead time is for a bond measure.
Yeah, well, I know, yeah. Initiative petitions have to be in, like, for May and in something like the middle of February. But we're talking about
time for the bond people, all those people that are going to cost $125,000 to do their thing, probably, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to get that number. I'm just going to get the number from him as to when it would have to be submitted and what would have to be submitted.
Right. So that would probably be, who knows?
Because they I'll have
a petition. Yes, find out.
Do we want to also ask if we're getting the voter registration number? Do we not want to also ask for the assessed value list if we can get something that we might want to manipulate ourselves? No, we don't need it.
Well, okay. That would be somebody else to ask.
That would be the assessor's office.
The assessor's office, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
But I'll go ahead and compose the query to Mr. Jenkins now. So. Anything else that you want me to ask him besides the formats in which we can get the current registered voter list for the district? The first list he sent me, the first time I asked for a list, hadn't been trimmed down to just the district, but the second one I got was trimmed down to just the district.
Great. Right. Get the trim.
Trim would be good, and especially if we can't get it in anything other than PDF, and hopefully it's a searchable PDF, but it'd be easier.
I think the PDF is just the way he sent it. I can't imagine that's the way he got, you know.
Yeah, I know. I've gotten other lists from the county in Excel format, so.
Okay, so probably Excel how or CVS? Start.
Huh?
Excel or
CSV. Comma separated values.
Yeah.
Either one.
I'll ask to see if we can get it in either of those formats or both.
Yeah.
So what is the consensus about us trying to put together some kind of a presentation, brief presentation, with some clear numbers and guesstimates and showing the two options between a loan and a bond.
I think, Pat. Or
the fee and the bond. Because if we're out talking to people, we all need to be saying the same stuff.
We're on the same page, Pat. I agree with you.
Yes.
So can we all start putting some ideas together, what should be included, and then maybe we can get something merged next week even and go from there?
Dan needs to get the numbers from the big number. The tough nut to get is the bond number. The comparison number for the bond and the fee. And I'd say let them work on that and get a feel for how tough that's going to be and how they want to present it. And then we can put all the other, add the other things that we want to the presentation. But that's, to me, that's the priority now, is to get the bond numbers.
Well, I think we need all of it pretty soon, right? So,
Lisa, you're willing to contact Mr. Prickles? And
Yes, and I will ask Miss Melissa, who's much nicer, to redo the estimate at 3.35 and to explain why those funky numbers are in there.
Okay.
Thank you. If you need some help with that, Lisa, let me know.
As long as he answers my emails, he never answers my phone calls. So.
Okay.
Yeah, he's really prickly.
To paraphrase Shakespeare, when shall we five meet again?
Did he really say that?
No, it was the witches in Macbeth in the Scottish play said, "When shall we three meet again?" I think.
Okay. Right.
Are we at a point tonight where we could say we all agree that we want to do the whole project? We want to try for the whole project.
Right.
And or that we agree on funding for either the 20 or the 30 years. Or can we agree on whether we prefer a bond or a loan? Are we at the point where we can agree on any of those three things?
I think the part about going for the whole project is what we need to establish right now. The rest of it will come after.
I think we need, okay, I move that, I would like to, well, how am I going to word this? I move that the board agree to proceed forward on the basis of doing the entire project and not trying to piecemeal this project.
Okay.
All in favor?
Wait a minute. We need a second. You made a motion. Okay, now I get to say it. All in favor?
You do.
Aye. Any opposed? No. Okay. 5-1.
That feels like a relief right there. We've made a step forward, everybody.
Okay, and Dan's going to get voter registration information. Lisa's going to see about new figures for 3.5 million.
I mean, 3.3, whatever.
3.3 million, you're right. Thanks.
Right.
Pat, I would suggest if, you know, you wanted to start putting together like a fact sheet that.
That's what I'm thinking. Oh, go for it. Thank you.
Yeah, go for it.
I want a team.
But you get it started. And then, by the time we get some of that other stuff around, we may have, it'll be time to do that.
All right. I'll get started.
Okay.
Can I say that I'm going to have to, but this is a complicated, there's a lot of numbers here. I'm going to have to probably talk to all of you at one point or another while I'm trying to get the minutes to you.
I would say, my opinion would be to kind of start with more like a fact sheet, you know, because we do have a lot of numbers and we don't want to overwhelm someone with, you know, three pages of language and stuff they have to read through. Anyway, that's my opinion.
Yep. My big worry that if we wait for federal funding that I am doubtful that will come ever again in my lifetime is that I don't want our water chlorinated and I want to get this stuff done. And I'd rather have a bird in the hand than two in a bush.
Right.
I'm stating it for the record.
Okay. Well, I'm going to vote for UV treatment instead of chlorination, which I understand is no more expensive in the long run.
But is that even an option, Buzz?
That's interesting.
Oh, it's very much an option, I think.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
is it allowed under the terms of any of these?
Well, let me tell you.
Or money sources.
Okay, Buzz, turn.
Amy brought it up. Amy, I can't remember her last name.
But
at the health department, county health.
Yeah, Chapman, right. She brought it up, and she said she talked about it a lot. And I sat and listened, and what UV chlorination is, she said the state doesn't approve it, but they get officially, but they get given their tacit approval. If we want to install it, we can. The trouble, I've looked at, back in the day when I was still engineering, I've looked at it for about the last project I worked on, and the state turned me down. It was a water job because you can't get a residual out in the system. It'll clean up everything coming out of the spring. And if we were to install it, we wouldn't have to worry about testing the springs ever again, because after the UV, it would be pure. But they worry about chlorination, puts a residual chlorine, a sanitizer out in the system. And it goes, you can pick it up, clear out at the end. That's how they regulate it. You have to go on out and test it. And when it's out there, it's still killing bugs.
Right.
It deals with the leaks downstream from the spring.
Yes.
Yeah.
UV doesn't do that. But no. I think it would be, yeah, it would be worthwhile to put it in. I just don't know.
Yeah.
It probably wouldn't be a good solution if we don't get a new distribution system, definitely, because it's going to happen exactly like you said. It's not going to work on through the system. Yeah. It'll clean it up from the spring to the tank, but then the contamination can still happen on down. But if we had a good distribution system, we wouldn't have that problem.
We wouldn't have to worry about the springs. And yes, with a distribution system, we'd be in much better shape.
Yeah. Okay, well, anyway.
Okay.
Anything else, guys?
Good discussion.
So we've agreed that we're all in favor of the system, and we're going to meet again at some point, I guess, and talk about the presentation. And in the interim, I think I've got a pretty good, I've got it covered technically. And in that letter that he wrote, it says exactly what we're going to do and how much it's going to cost.
Right.
What we don't know is the difference, what the bond's gonna, you know, what the exact or an approximate, a better number for the user cost for the fee-based and the user cost for the bond. And I guess that's what we're gonna try to get for the, before we talk again. Is that correct? Is that correct.
And I'm instead of him doing a fancy report, I'm just gonna say, hey, you know, how much it is per thousand if we need to borrow 3 point whatever.
Okay.
Assuming a next May election and, you know, including your $125,000 that you need for your fees.
Total cost.
So he doesn't have to redo all his fancy reports again.
Sure.
Yeah, good idea.
Sure.
And then maybe he will be less prickly.
Can we send him cookies or something?
I mean, he's a very busy guy, so I understand, you know, and he's doing this for free, so, you know. We're not paying him to do, you know, the number crunching, you know, so.
Right.
We're indirectly supporting him with our dues, which aren't all of that.
Yeah,
I don't think he sees it that way.
Yes. So let's.
This is Job.
Let's assume we'll probably meet again in a couple weeks. Week and a half.
Let's see.
Pick a number. Just a ball, but we don't have to set the date.
Yeah, shall we stay in close touch by the end of the week, beginning of next week, and see where we're at?
See where we're at, right.
Collection.
So we're thinking fairly soon, correct?
Yes. I think two weeks would be the long horizon.
Okay. That's just what I was looking for.
Sure.
Shorter than that works for me. A week or 10 days or...
Right.
Right.
Okay.
It's only 2.5 weeks till the next board meeting. So,
yeah. Speaking of board meetings, can we redo that motion that we
left? Oh, sure.
At the end of our meeting last week, we had a lovely motion that we failed to actually vote on.
Okay.
And let me read this to you. A motion was made by Commissioner Anderson, seconded by Commissioner Gleason, to accept the new position description and posting announcement and post the superintendent position for 14 days. That was the motion on the floor, and we failed to vote on it. Did so, Pat, would you like to put that motion back on the floor?
Please, I would put that motion back on the floor, please.
Okay. And
call for a question.
Well, we need a second.
We need a second. Dan, do you want to second it again?
A second.
Okay.
Oh.
We got to repeat. Okay, let's vote on it this time. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. None opposed. That's 5 ayes. Great. We got that one done.
Can I make a plug for Cody this morning? He helped me, or I helped him sample I felt like the trainee, and he was in charge. He remembered exactly all the instructions that Jim had given. I'd forgotten a couple, and he was on it. And he showed me some smarts this morning. I was impressed.
Great. Great. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
And so far, we've only had one other indication of interest in the posting. Is that correct?
Oh, no. I have forwarded to Buzz. Did you get that mail from me today? Leo.
That's the one I'm referring to.
Yeah. That we have the job opening posted at about 8 different.
But so sites. Far, Leo's the only person who's
Leo and Cody
with any interest.
I haven't checked my email recently.
Okay. He requested, he had some questions. He's the guy who is running the Johnson Creek and in a Otter Crest system.
Oh.
And he had some technical questions, so I told him I'd give you his number, and he would like to ask some questions about availability and
he wants to know more details about what the job entails.
Yeah, I just didn't feel like I could get into that discussion with him, but you can, and he may or may not decide to apply.
I can do that.
Thank you.
I have one question before we break. Does anyone know why all the markings are on Gladys for?
Which one?
Like around around the potholes, and there's the utilities. And there's a big now blue line in Mike's driveway.
The new one? Are these new? Relatively new, fresh?
Yes. The blue one is just today in Mike's driveway. And the white ones are a week old. And then they go all the way up Gladys. So I'm wondering, is someone planning to pave it?
Okay. Or I do know that Spectrum Cable has been installing...
Oh, they're white.
Or all the way from the last house up Gladys at the very end, up the hill to Otter Crest, I believe, where there's
Otter Crest.
It's not a substation, but where they have a main connection up there. And Spectrum Cable was out here this morning. I did see them here, so they may be marking things.
Yeah, I think cable is white, blue is water. What are the other ones, Buzz? I had made Jim tell me, and then I found them on the internet too.
Red
electric is red.
Gates, yeah.
Yeah.
Orange. He said, did you ask Mike if he had called for a locate?
No, he's gone. He's gone for 5 days.
So wouldn't the blue be something that they'd ask us to do?
Yeah, that's what I'm. Why I'm questioning. Why is it in his driveway? It wasn't there yesterday.
I haven't gotten any requests for a spot, and I've got Jim's email. I've been monitoring it.
Hmm.
Well, Spectrum is the only utility I've seen driving through the area, and they went by my house twice this morning.
Well, they were across the street this morning, too.
Yeah, so maybe you want me to call them and see if they'll tell us anything?
You know, if they're burying utilities, that's spooky, because I hope they're not doing it on the same side of the street that we want to run the water line.
If they're burying utilities, they'd have to ask us for locates, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't imagine them not asking.
Unless it's on that private property up there. Why would... I don't know. I just heard that a couple of weeks ago. And so I know they were up there a couple of weeks ago.
We haven't been up there in a couple of days. I'll go take a look. Okay. Who's Mike, Lisa?
My next door neighbor.
Mike Cooper.
Which? The blue house.
North
right
or
next door.
North or south?
Just south.
South.
South of Lisa.
And it's a bigger than normal locate line, that blue
It's mark. Huge.
I could see that from halfway down to First Street.
Didn't he used to work for Spectrum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Anything else? Anybody have anything else? Nope. If not, I would like to adjourn.
Can I say one more thing? Sorry. I would just like to remind those of us who haven't been in close touch with what's going on in the office that Whitney is working for the first week of the month, a couple of days in the office, and the rest of the month, it's one day a week in the office. So it's important if you get asked to sign something or come by and pick something up that we do it promptly so things don't get lost in the shuffle, please.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Anything else?
Okay.
Last chance. Thank you, everyone. I'm going to adjourn this meeting at 8:01.
And sometime in the future, right?
We'll be in touch.
World record meeting time.
Yes.